Well, it's picking up steam, the debate about whether Canada should participate in the 2022 Beijing Olympics is heating up. And it all hinges on a number of questions. But the key one is there a genocide taking place against the Muslim minority Uyghur population in Western China? Canada has not come to a formal position. In fact, in an exclusive interview with News Talk 1010, our Toronto affiliate station, and our friend Ashley Legasek there, the Prime Minister today, Ashley, asked him if he'd consider calling for a relocation of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing, as Aaron O'Toole and many others have called for, because they have concluded a genocide is taking place. Again, Justin Trudeau has not concluded that. Here's what he said.
Well, I think these are very important conversations that are ongoing. Obviously, China's disregard for human rights in Xinjiang, in Hong Kong, in other places, with the arbitrary detention of the two Michaels, remain massive concerns for us, and indeed for the global community, as we saw our initiative on arbitrary detention move forward a few days ago. These are conversations that obviously need to involve the athletes and the Canadian Olympic Commission and Paralympic Commission, but also the international community, and we will certainly be part of those conversations.
But I've spoken to the Foreign Affairs Minister. They keep saying the decision on the Olympics is for the Canadian Olympic Committee, but if there's a genocide, it isn't. There's no rule that, you know, the government can make whatever decisions it wants. Now, Aaron O'Toole said there's a genocide of the Uyghurs. You cannot have the Olympics if there's a genocide taking place, if we've learned anything from the Second World War. It's a moral issue. But you cannot, as I said yesterday, just use the Olympians. If you believe there's, and conclude rather, there's a genocide, then they become a moral fig leaf. You have to, A, not have the Olympics, but then you have to consider stopping trade. You have to have Magnitsky-style sanctions against the Chinese leadership. To his credit, O'Toole's called for that. And I understand Mr. Trudeau doesn't want to rush to call it a genocide, even though I think they've been weak on China on many, many other issues, many other issues, on the Huawei issue, on whether the Huawei should be investing in universities. And I understand the two Michaels, but determining a genocide is critical. Once that happens, it's more than just about the Olympics. It requires a multilateral approach. But someone who understands this deeply is Professor Erwin Kotler. He's the former Justice Minister and Attorney General of the country, the chair and the founder of the Raoul Wallenberg Center for Human Rights, and he studied the situation in China for a long time. First of all, Erwin Kotler, you know how much I enjoy our conversations. Thanks for joining us. The many people, Aaron O'Toole says there's a genocide. The Canadian government has not determined that. They said it's an important threshold to determine. Some think they're just weak on China. Others think they're just got to wait till there can be a multilateral approach. Let's just start there. In your studied view, is a genocide taking place against the Uyghurs in China?
Well, I'm glad you began by saying in my studied view, because I've examined the documentary evidence, witness testimony, et cetera, and as I myself testified before the Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on International Human Rights this past July, which held a two-day urgent meeting on this issue, I said that what is happening in the Xinjiang region in China are acts constitutive of genocide as defined under the Genocide Convention.
That, I just want people to understand, there is a legal United Nations convention Canada is a part of, and the former Attorney General of Canada, Erwin Kotler, says, so China is committing a genocide. It meets that threshold.
China has been and is continuing to commit a genocide as we speak. And I've outlined in testimony before the Parliamentary Committee just yesterday in a forum sponsored by the International Bar Association, six acts, each of which and all of which are acts constitutive of genocide, including things such as massive, inhumane, and increasing coercive population controls, including forced sterilizations, abortions, IUD insertions, such as between 2015 and 2018. For example, population growth in Uyghur areas fell by 84%. This violates Article 2D of the Genocide Convention, which prohibits, quote, imposing measures intended to prevent births within a group. As I said, there are five other acts that are constitutive of genocide, but I'm just identifying one for you now.
So in your view, is Canada lagging here by not calling this what it is, a genocide, by saying we're still researching, we don't have enough information.
I think that it's not just Canada that is lagging. It is the member states of the international community, each of whom have a responsibility under the Genocide Convention, and I'm citing from it, for the prevention and punishment of genocide, otherwise known as the crimes of crimes, the ultimate crime against humanity. Now, we do know that recently both the Trump administration and the Biden administration, each and both together, did determine that what was happening in the Xinjiang region was, in fact, a genocide. Now, our Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on International Human Rights made an all-party determination reported in October that what is happening are acts determinative of genocide. And so it would mean that the parliament at this point could adopt a motion effectively acting upon the recommendation of the unanimous recommendation and determination of our Foreign Affairs Subcommittee to that effect. I might add also that the Inter-Parliamentary Alliance on China, of which I'm the co-chair from Canada, a number of the participating members have made that determination as well. So at this point, I think the evidence is clear and compelling. And one of the lessons that we've learned from history is that what makes the Holocaust and the genocides that followed in Srebrenica, in Rwanda, in Darfur, in Myanmar, and now with the Uyghurs, what makes them so horrific are not, and so unspeakable, are not only the horrors of the genocides themselves, that would be bad enough. What makes them so horrific is that these genocides were preventable. Nobody mm-hmm. could say we did not know. We knew and we did not act, just as now we know and we must act.
We know and we must act. This is Erwin Kotler, founder of the Raoul Wallenberg Center for Human Rights, the former Liberal Justice Minister and Attorney General of Canada. Sir, if we buy what you're saying, and I do, for the record, that means relocating the Beijing Olympics seems a moral imperative, but it seems not enough. It seems that you cannot just use the athletes as your only tool against this. There has to come with sanctions. There has to come with Magnitsky-style sanctions. There must come with economic and multilateral economic sanctions against China, the second largest economy in the world. Canada's got to do more than just use the Olympics as its only tool. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that, and I think that Canada should be joining with our fellow democracies, the community of democracies, to undertake a number of actions. I won't go through all. Yesterday I shared a 10-point action plan, but the first would be, for example, to call upon the United Nations to appoint an independent, impartial, international investigative mechanism with unfettered access to the Xinjiang region. We did that, yes, with regard to Myanmar, and that facilitated a determination of genocide there. We could do that here. I believe as well that the United States, Canada, the EU, and the international community should invoke and impose what you referenced before as global justice for Sergei Magnitsky sanctions. The U.S. has done this with regard to the major Chinese officials and entities who are responsible for these genocidal crimes. And I believe that now that the European Union has adopted Magnitsky sanctions, thereby quadrupling the number of countries that can do so, we now have both political and economic leverage for that imposition.
Erwin Kotler, I hope you join me on CTV's Power Play tonight. I want this case to be heard. That is Erwin Kotler. He makes the case very difficult to argue against that a genocide is taking place. And once that happens, you need to take moral action that is significantly, including the Olympics, but more. We'll take a break. Lots more to come. Thank you, sir. I appreciate this.